Hi everybody, I'm Alex. It's March 6th, and it's time for Late Night Study Sessions. Hey everybody, happy Tuesday. I'm really sorry about not podcasting Thursday. Unfortunately, as you might be able to hear right now, my voice is really struggling. I've been sick for a while. And after the youth group last week, I just had like no voice. And so I really was trying to get a little bit better. And so I was trying to preserve my voice a little bit. Sorry about that. But we should be fine from here on out, hopefully, unless I get sick again. Anyways, all that aside to say, have you guys ever struggled with making decisions? Maybe it was what classes to take, whether you should eat that ice cream cone or not, which gun to choose in Star Wars Battlefront, or maybe some more serious questions, like whether to stay in a friend group, whether to befriend somebody, whether to, where you decide to move. You know, bigger decisions, it can be very hard and very scary sometimes to make the right decision. And sometimes you don't know what the correct decision is. And in that case, you need to take a process of what is called discernment. Now, what is discernment? Discernment is prayerfully considering what is God's will for your life. And this is most often used in the context of like discerning vocations, whether you're going to join seminary, become a consecrated religious, get married, any of that. But it can be used in a lot of different ways. If, you know, as you get a little bit older, what college you are going to go to, if you should move, if you should take a job. All of this can be very difficult to figure out. And so, through the process of discernment, you can kind of discern what God wants you to do, what decision He wants you to make. But why does that matter? Why does God's will count at all for, why does God's will count at all for, like, what decision you make? Well, the thing is that God created you for a specific mission. I believe I talked about this in an earlier podcast, but He has a very specific goal as to why He created you. You have a very specific part in His plan for the world, which is kind of cool if you think about it. But that means that every one of these major situations has a decision that He wants you to make. He wants you to maybe not take that job or to become a priest or something like that. And it's your job to try to discern what God is calling you to do. And He will tell you if you know how to listen. And ultimately, because God created you and He desires you to be happy, eventually, His decision is going to be the decision that is ultimately best for you, because He only wishes for you to be in the best situation possible. And so if you discern God's will, then you will ultimately become a more happy, more fulfilled, more content person than if you just try to make every decision on your own. So you might be thinking, great, okay, Discern God's will. That's cool. I've got some decisions I'm not real sure about. But, like, how do I do that? You know, last time I checked, God wasn't sending me text messages about whether to break up with my girlfriend or not. And that's a fair point. You know, discernment is not necessarily easy. And the first and biggest thing that leads to a good discernment is a prayer life. You need to be praying often and consistently in order to be able to hear God's voice, because you need to grow accustomed to hearing God's voice before you can you need to learn what God's voice sounds like before you can consistently determine what he's saying to you. And so first of all, you need to pray. You need to pray a lot. And that'll be one thing that'll help, like, right off the bat, just because it will allow you to what am I trying to say? It'll allow you to hear God's voice more perfectly. And on that note, I talked about, I think last week, talking about prayer, how you need silence. The big reason you need to listen to God is to hear what he has to say to you. And that's a huge part in discernment, since after all, you are trying to learn what God is asking of you. So that's really big. But there are actually three specific ways that you can discern. There's like three ways of that you will sometimes hear God's voice. And we're going to address each of these individually. Okay. So the first mode of discernment, I thought of the word as I was adding the interlude. The first mode of discernment we're going to address is probably the least common, but it's also one of the easiest modes, I guess. And that is what is known as clarity beyond doubt. And that's when you just know something is, like, the right decision. Like, there's no way that any other decision could be the right one, if that makes sense. So, like, for example, if I am trying to discern whether I need to move, and it's just obvious that in every way it's going to bring my family closer, it's going to put me in a better position financially, we need more space, and I feel total peace with it in prayer and in everything. That's what you call clarity beyond doubt. Now, this is really nice, but this is not the most common mode of discernment. The most common mode of discernment is called the movements of your heart. And the way that works is that as you look at as you pray about your decision, you're going to feel certain ways about certain things. Even like sometimes not even not like without you taking any part in it, you're going to feel moved towards certain things. Sometimes it's a little fainter than other times, but you're going to feel God nudging you in certain directions. This is most often used when people discern vocational discernment. They'll say all the time, you need a desire for a vocation before you have the vocation. God won't ask you to do something unless you have a desire for it. And so what this means is you need to look where you have peace in your decision. I was discerning a pretty big decision not that long ago, and I was really feeling that I needed to make this decision, but it was scary because it was going to be a big change in my life. But I also felt a lot of peace because as I thought about how it was going to affect my life, like going forward, I could see that there were going to be a lot of good things coming from that change. And so, you know, that's like one example of how you need to look at how you feel while praying about things. But that brings up one other really important point, is God does not lead by fear. You know, if you're ever afraid of something, that's not God. In fact, when you're afraid of something, that often means that that's actually what you're supposed to do because the devil is trying to make you afraid of it. God will give you a lack of peace when you think about something, or give you unrest. Like, you're just like, ah, I don't really think I want to do that. That can be God. But if you're afraid of something, whether you're afraid of what might happen if you make that decision or what people will think of you, anything like that, that's not God. And you can't take that as a sign that you're not meant to do it. Now, finally, the last mode of discernment is one that doesn't usually happen, but it's a very practical mode of discernment. And you usually don't want to use this one unless you just can't figure it out by any of the other two modes of discernment. If you don't have clarity beyond doubt, and you don't, you're just, like, you're feeling a lot of confliction in prayer, there's a discernment that's basically figuring out the pros and cons spiritually of the decision. So sometimes it really helps when you're making a decision to sit down and write down all of the ways that that each choice in a decision will help you to grow as a person, or will help you to, or will like break you down as a person. And whichever one is going to make you better, that's the one you need to choose, obviously. And, you know, obviously this isn't a super scientific way, but it can really help if you're like really not sure what decision needs to be made. And so for example, with the moving, if you really aren't sure, but you can see that by moving to take this job, it's going to help you to grow in some way by like becoming more active in the faith or whatever, then that's going to be a good sign that you need to move or make that decision. All right, guys, I hope that has helped you a little bit next time you have to make a big decision. I'm going to head to bed. I have some homework to do, and then I got to get up tomorrow for work. So I will talk to you guys tomorrow, and I will see you all later. So God bless. Good luck with your homework tonight. I'll see you later. Night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.